Your SEO mentor, Garrett Pearson, is pleased to bring you totally awesome SEO and social marketing content direct from the all-new feature-rich YourSEOMentor.com. Learn it. Love it. Do it.
Hello, it's Garrett Pearson, your SEO mentor, here today with Lee Oden. And Lee Oden is he's known for his TopRankBlog.com and TopRankMarketing.com. How are you, Lee?
I'm very good, Garrett. How are you?
I'm good. Good to have you. I really appreciate you taking time to spend some time with me and my listeners. And it's a great honor to talk to you. And, you know, I've been following your stuff for a long time now, and really appreciate your wonderful content for the industry that we're in.
Wow, well, that's very, very kind of you to say that. I appreciate the opportunity. And I also appreciate that you're one of the few people that actually says my last name is Oden, because most say Auden or some other variation of that. They're all kind of like keyword permutations or something. I don't know, but it's all good.
Well, good. And that's a big reason why I do these kind of short and to the point interviews, is because, you know, a lot of us follow you or follow some great authorities within the industry, but we don't know a lot about you. So that, you know, that brings me to my first, you know, kind of introduction question. What could you tell us about yourself that we might not know about you? You know, your background in the SEO, social media industry, your family, your hobbies, anything you want to talk about?
Sure. I grew up in the Midwest. I still work and live in the Minneapolis area. We live out in the suburbs. Probably one thing a lot of people don't know is that I spent some time in the military a long, long, long time ago. And after, university, got some odd jobs, but ultimately landed in a situation where I was working for a web development company selling websites, and people asked for more. You know, they wanted more than just these template websites. So I started teaching myself some code, basic code and forms and that sort of thing. And then they started asking, well, how am I going to drive traffic to these websites you just sold me? And that's where the SEO thing came into play. And that company I was working with was focused on just selling websites, not on web marketing. But the owner of the business let me pretty much do what I wanted as far as building up my knowledge of search engine optimization. And I started playing with a site called GoTo.com, which is the predecessor to Overture, which is now Yahoo Search Marketing and pay-per-click. Anyway, in 2001, we started Top Rank. Decided to stop making someone else a lot of money and maybe make a couple of bucks myself. I don't know. Have a little more control. And Top Rank was started at the same time as Michikanis Oden, which is a PR firm. And together, we shared back office resources and marketed ourselves separately. Although today, most of our revenue comes from search and digital PR, mostly online types of business. So we're known as TopRankMarketing.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. How about your family? You've got kids?
Oh, sure. Yep, I have three munchkins, as I like to call them, on Twitter. And they keep me very busy. Today's the first day of school, so two of them are having a big day, you know. Yeah, I guess, doing the typical suburban dad types of stuff, you know. Social media-wise, I'm pretty active on Twitter. I played with Facebook a bit, and I probably should use LinkedIn more than I do. In fact, I do use it more professionally, not personally. But Twitter's kind of a neat channel for both this sort of hybrid of personal and professional kind of dialogue back and forth between people all over the world that, you know, have similar interests. And it's kind of neat about Twitter in that, you know, it's totally opt-in. I mean, people will only hear you if they've decided to follow you. And, of course, they can always unfollow you at any time. So that's been an interesting communication channel.
Yeah,
it's not
yeah.
for everybody. But, you know, if you figure it out, just like any other tool, it can be pretty satisfying and also productive.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was reading some stats yesterday, and they're probably old, but from 2007 to early 2008 or whenever, you know, Twitter grew 1,600%. So,
yeah. Once, you know, and figure they're, even while they're having all those infrastructure issues and people were going over to Plurk and and other microblogging services, they still continue to grow. So the neat thing about Twitter isn't so much Twitter itself, it's the third-party applications that make it easier to use, I think.
Right, yeah, you know? I agree. Awesome. Well, good. That's good to know, but I didn't know. That's an interesting fact that you were in the military a while ago and something probably none of us knew, so that's great. What are some of the things you really enjoy about, you know, the search engine marketing industry and your career?
Well, when I started out, it was me, and I was doing all the SEO stuff. I was selling, I was making, I was doing just about everything, not everything. I didn't have to do any invoicing or anything like that. But, you know, I was serving up to 25 clients at a time. And now, one thing I really enjoy is having a team of people that are super smart, super passionate, listen to me, about what they do. They live and breathe search marketing, or internet marketing really is a little more accurate, because we do more than just search. And we do email, and we do digital PR, and we do some stuff in the social media and blogging space as well. So that's just one of the greatest things, is to be with a group of people and to work with a group of people who are, I'm learning from all the time. We have our folks experiment with stuff. They're supposed to, you know, dedicate a certain amount of their time to experimenting and trying different things out. Plus, the account teams work with clients solving new problems all the time, and they come back and share that, you know, their problems and also solutions. And it's just kind of motivating to me to get to work in a situation where it's, you know, there's always learning going on. You know, and the people around you are interested in learning. You know, it's a lifelong thing. It doesn't stop after university or grad school or whatever. You know, it's just something that that's just very motivating for me. So I get some satisfaction personally and out of that, and I do whatever I can to support those folks around me that make Top Rank, you know, have such a great reputation in the industry.
Right. That's awesome. I totally agree with you. That's the fun part about this industry, is it's always changing, so we're always learning.
Even if it wasn't constantly changing, you're right. That adds another layer on top of it. People that need to be interested in learning new stuff and not get satisfied with sort of a time clock punching mentality, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, let's say a newbie's coming into the, you know, the search or social media industry. What's one or more gold nuggets of advice you would give, you know, somebody new or even somebody at a moderate level?
Well, with like SEO and social media marketing, I guess the first thing I would say is that those are two different things. And there's certainly, you know, an interplay between them, but approaching them, you know, would be unique. I guess I look at SEO more as a pull marketing sort of tactic, where you're optimizing content and, you know, the keywords that you're associating with that content and that you're promoting through link building allow that kind of content to rank well on the pages, and people are pulling themselves to it because they're searching for it, right? They're segmenting themselves and what kind of user they are, what kind of interest they have by the words they use and they type in something into a search box. In a social media scenario, it's different in that, you know, it's a lot of it's based on networking and connections and recommendations that people are making, you know, between each other, and they're sharing and voting, and that's it. There's a lot more interaction in a scenario like that. I think with social media communities, it's really important to have a give to get sort of perspective. And, you know, people look for silver bullets or golden nuggets or other precious metal advice, you know, but there's really no one thing, you know. I guess so from a top level thing that would apply at all times, I think the give to get advice. You have to give to get as a marketer. You have to give to get personally if you're going to be successful in social communities and social networks. And it's important to participate, learn how things work. In the social communities, there's you know, publicly written rules, right? And people can easily learn about those. But like any other social situation, there's a lot of unwritten rules, right? There's etiquette, or there's just things you do and things you shouldn't do, but it's not actually written on the wall anywhere. And as a marketer, it's important to understand what those things are. Otherwise, you'll fall on your face. Excuse me. And I think with SEO, it's also important to participate, but that's more in terms of, you know, not only providing consulting, but having your own sites that you can experiment with. You can read, you know, a lot of information on forums and blogs and go to conferences like SES, but the best learning experience for SEO, I feel, is by creating, optimizing, and promoting your own websites and analyzing the hell out of what happens. There's a get-to-get rule there too, you know, but meaning that you have to produce good content, but you also have to promote it so people know about it so they can link to it. You know, build it and they will come doesn't work, right? So I guess that'd be my advice for someone new if they're going to look at social and SEO is that from the social side, you need to get in, you need to participate and learn the rules, both written and unwritten, and then start to promote things of value. And on the SEO side, you know, you need to start your own site, more sites, and you need to experiment and find out what works on top of reading what other people are saying.
Right, right. Wonderful. Thank you. In your opinion, what is the most exciting trend today in, you know, these industries?
I think with, you know, search and social and even maybe paid search, a lot more companies are looking at those as channels and really looking at internet marketing a little more holistically. There's a lot more companies that are bringing SEO and paid search in-house. But a lot of those companies still need help with, you know, strategy. A lot of them are short-staffed, so they need help with implementation. And I know with a lot of the big companies that we work with at Top Rank, a big issue is ongoing link building and content promotion. A lot of these companies have absolutely brilliant SEOs that can, you know, do all the technical and code optimization, on-page copywriting, stuff like that. But they're really at a loss as to how to leverage link building and content promotion that will attract links in a meaningful way, or at least in a scalable way, you know, because they're tasked with doing so many other things besides just straight-out SEO.
Right.
So that means there's a lot of evolving opportunities for consultants to become even more involved with companies and their online marketing efforts rather than less. Because, you know, just because something's going in-house doesn't mean the SEO consultant needs to be left out of the picture. An SEO consultant that's strategically capable to provide long-term advice, fill in where they are needed, and maybe even offer some training has a huge opportunity. And that, I think, is a big trend, as opposed to someone who's just looking to be handed over an SEO project, you know, and to implement it.
Right.
So I think social media is a fuzzy thing to a lot of companies.
Yes.
And it means you say it to one company and say it to another person at another company, and they'll give you a totally different answer. You know, some one person might say Facebook, another person says blog or Twitter. And it's a really big shift in how companies communicate with their customers. And I think companies that hold on to the old school or legacy communication models are going to really feel the pain if they don't make the effort to understand how their companies and their brands and their customers are going to be affected by how people are using social media as ways to learn about and recommend products and services to buy. And those companies that are involved with social media and their marketing really need to make sure they have a good grasp of the analytics, because, you know, just going out and chasing after the shiny object of Web 2.0, you know, might be great, like all those people that threw all that money at Second Life, for example.
Yeah.
And there's some publicity in showing that you can spend a god-awful lot of money with no return, but, you know, you've got to have an ROI justification. And someone's going to have to answer. There's going to be some accountability at some point in time, and the companies are going to engage in social media marketing. They really need to have a grasp on the analytics at some point in time in order to show that, hey, you know what, we are getting a return off of this.
Right. Yeah, that's very interesting. That's one thing I've noticed is, you know, that's going to be the big push now that, you know, it's still in its infancy, social media, but, you know, unless these consultants and people that are doing it for these companies, like you said, can show them that it's really helping their business, then they're not going to succeed. So, interesting. So what's your favorite social media site online and why?
Well, I guess at the center of everything that's social media oriented that I'm involved with, it would be our blog. And I mentioned before, I spend a lot of time on Twitter, and because it's, you know, reach, we have, I don't know, 2,400 or no, a little over 2,500 people following. I have really no idea why that is, but you know, it's interesting thing to be able to drop a link to something, I prefer and I enjoy more promoting other things of interest that other people are trying to get the word out on. And if it's something that's really valuable, I'm more than happy to promote it. If it's not, then of course I just ignore it. But I guess the core of what I'd like to do in terms of social media is blogging, and augmenting that with off the blog types of promotion, like might happen with Twitter or might happen with Facebook or on other social media sharing sites like Flickr or YouTube or something like that.
Right, right. Wow, that's interesting. I mean, most of my interviews, the answer has been Twitter, and it's interesting that you just stick to your blog, which is so powerful, but yet it's still a huge social networking, social media tool, you know?
Right. I mean, if I'm using Twitter, if I ever do use Twitter as a promotional tool, I'm driving traffic to our blog, you know? I think this is a trend that, you know, that people should be aware of, is that everything doesn't have to happen on the company website. It can happen on their blog, the brand interaction, or even some type of conversion, depending on what's being offered. It can happen maybe on Twitter, or it could happen on a YouTube channel, or it could happen on a forum somewhere. I think that's something that a lot of companies are kind of getting clued into, is that they don't have to exert all their marketing effort into driving traffic just to the company website.
Right, right.
Good things can happen elsewhere.
Yeah, yeah. All of these are channels that we can use.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's great. So who are some of your favorite people in, you know, the industry that you continually follow online?
Well, you know, I'd love to answer that, but there's a huge chance I'm going to piss somebody off for leaving them out.
I totally understand.
I mean, you can imagine the usual suspects, right? I mean, people who are pretty vocal and you know, offer a lot of value. I mean, in terms of, there's a lot of, you know, I do spend time once in a while on Spin. I read blogs that are aggregated at SEOmash.com. Mm-hmm. Of course, we manage a list of over 500 blogs, and I have my RSS readers because, of, you know, we drop about 70 blogs off every quarter because of not posting and other reasons. But my RSS reader keeps them all. So I've got almost 1,000 SEO blogs in my RSS reader, and of course, I don't read any more than a handful of them. I would want to draw attention to some of the people I work with, because I do learn so much from them. Mm-hmm. You know, one good example would be Susan Michikanis, who handles the operations for our business and the day-to-day stuff. She also does a lot of strategy consulting. And a lot of people don't know her because she's not active as a blogger. She doesn't really go to the conferences, but she's the heartbeat of the whole Top Rank organization, actually. and it's because of the stuff that she does that allows me to go out and, you know, speak at conferences and spend time blogging and Twittering and all kinds of other sort of indulgent marketing activities.
Cool, cool. I bet she will appreciate that, those nice words that you had to say. Now, you were talking about your big list at Top Rank Blog. What does someone have to do to become featured on your big list?
Link to us is always helpful. We like the links, you know. Links are good. Nobody should link to us if they don't think we're worth it. But the big thing is getting noticed by us. And that happens most often, you know, by somebody linking to us, because their WordPress notifies us whenever someone links to us and you know, we follow up on that. As I mentioned before, we do look at spin, so there's a lot of new blog discovery on spin, or blogs that get picked up by other sources that we monitor. We don't take direct requests, at least not right now. People do make direct requests, and it's happened where someone was on the blog and then they stopped blogging for a while, and now they're blogging again, and they let us know. That's totally fine. But if someone just says, hey, you know, we really think we have a great blog, and we really think, you know, we should be on your list, we might look at it, but that's really not going to be the reason we're going to add them to the blog. It's because of being in the blog role of another blog that we're already following, or, again, a link to us, or showing up with some really great content on a site like Spin or StumbleUpon.
Interesting. Good. That's great. So it sounds like, first of all, you know, link to toprankblog.com, and then second of all, have great content that will show attention to you guys. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Good, good. Now, Lee, you're famous for your online surveys there at toprankblog.com. Out of all of them, which results have surprised you the most?
Wow. I think, well, let me see. We've had some polls where we asked people what some of their favorite, uses of Twitter, online marketing tactics. Actually, that's one. This is interesting. I'm sorry, I had to bring it up. So we did a poll earlier in 2008, actually February of 2008, and we asked, what are the online marketing channels that, you know, the readers will most use in 2008? And people said the number one, two, and three thing, four, five, yeah, these are really consistent: blogging, email marketing, search engine optimization, pay-per-click, and social networks. I was a little surprised to see online PR so low, and viral marketing so low. It just seemed kind of interesting that a lot of people didn't vote for that. And maybe that just speaks to our audience, because we do talk so much about blogging and SEO. The other thing is that I know in a lot of other surveys, a lot of B2B companies emphasize conferences and webinars and email as their top marketing tactics. And webinars didn't show up in the top 10 on this particular survey, but webinars seem to be really picking up steam. I mean, you see them all over the place now.
Yeah. Cool. Well, that's interesting. That was just kind of a selfish question. I've always wanted to know, you know, what you thought, because you do a lot of those surveys, what you thought, you know, had surprised you the most. So that's interesting. Now, you were at SES, the SES conference last week, right?
Yeah. Yep.
What did you get out of that conference, and, you know, what was the big buzz, or what did you get out the most out of it?
We got a heck of a lot of content. We had four bloggers there plus myself, and we're publishing 12 to 15 blog posts a day. So normally we're maybe one a day. So that we lost subscribers because of that.
Wow.
We dropped probably a couple of hundred subscribers because they were just getting overwhelmed with all this content. But, you know, we'll be able to repurpose some of that content, which I just did a blog post on this morning. I didn't list that as a tactic, but, you know, there's really like 50 different ways you could do that, but I only listed five. The conference itself seems to have matured a little bit in some areas. In some areas, it's still trying to get its footing, I think. I didn't go to a lot of sessions. I went to an Orion panel with, I'm not going to remember everybody's name, but Danny Sullivan and Robert Scoble, Matt Cutts, Kirsten Mangers, and a couple other fellows whose names I don't remember, but one of them was the founder of Hulu. Anyway, that was a really cool panel. That was really neat. They had a lot of really interesting things to say. The moderators were Kevin Ryan and Mike Grehan. And I thought that was kind of an impressive panel because it reminded me more of an ad tech kind of thing. It was very, very professional, but it was lighthearted and funny too. So that was really good to see that. And of course, the room was absolutely packed with people. The other sessions that I saw were really good. At the very end of the conference, there was a session on in-house SEO. And, of course, in-house SEO could be any size company, but they tend to be really huge companies at these search marketing conferences. They only get, you know, they want to have these big brands talking up there, which was fine because we do, you know, from our SEO company does a lot of work with really large companies. And so there's a fellow there from Microsoft and someone from Yahoo and a couple other folks, and that was really, really insightful on how they were tackling technical SEO issues with websites with millions and millions of pages. In fact, I think it was Derek Wheeler from Microsoft said they really don't know how many pages they really have at Microsoft.com. And that was pretty interesting. The networking was great. Of course, the post-conference activities like Google Dance and Search Bash were awesome, and Yahoo had kind of a non-party, so that was a bit non-eventful. But overall, the networking was really good, and you know, it's great to see friends that you've had in the industry for a long time that you only get to see at these conferences. Making new network contacts is always really valuable. Making or reinforcing network contacts that you have, but you know, there's just no substitute for in-person contact, having coffee or lunch or dinner with somebody, you know?
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean...
Sounds like it was overall success and had a good time.
I thought it was worth going to. I really did. I mean, I thought it was a good conference. I still think that they're still finding their way a little bit, but they're certainly a lot further along than they were maybe a year ago after things changed over.
Yeah, yeah. So what conference will you be at next, speaking at? Anything coming up soon?
Yeah, you know, for some reason, I agreed to do something on both coasts within the space of 2 days or 3 days. My next thing I'm doing, next up, I'm at OMMA Global in New York, and that's on September 18th. I'm going to be speaking on a panel that they came up with called Digital Asset Optimization, which is a concept that Top Rank has been promoting for about a year now. It's what we use to describe how we approach SEO holistically. And so they created a panel for that. We didn't even pitch them for it. They just reached out and said, hey, would you like to speak on this panel? I thought, well, yeah, we made up the word. I suppose it would make sense for us to talk on the panel. And then on the 20th, I'll be in Las Vegas. So I guess it's not on the other coast, but it's close enough for me. And we'll be speaking or moderating, actually, an SEO panel at Blog World Expo. And that panel is going to have Michael Graywolf, Brian Clark from CopyBlogger, and Stefan Spencer from NetConcepts. So those three fellows have not all three been on a panel together ever before. So I think that's going to be a pretty cool session to attend.
Yeah, that sounds neat. Awesome. Well, thank you again, Lee, for your time and everything you do in the industry, for your wonderful content. And finally, if my listeners would like to find out more about you and your services online, where should they go?
Well, thank you, Garrett. Yeah, you're very gracious to say those things. And we're just trying to grind it out here and, you know, have fun doing what we like to do. As far as getting a hold of us, our company site is toprankmarketing.com. Our blog is toprankblog.com. And we're always welcoming people to check us out on Twitter, which would be twitter.com/LEEODDEN.
Okay, great. And I will have this transcribed, and so all those links will be over at yourseomentor.com. You can check that out in case you didn't get the spelling. Or you can always, you know, you're a search engine guru, so... You could always just search Lee Oden, right, and you'll be right there.
Yeah, the phrase I like to use, online marketing. Just type in online marketing on Google, and unfortunately, Wikipedia does rank higher than us, but that's it.
Oh man, come on, you got to beat them out.
Well, I think Wikipedia's love affair with Google still persists even though Noel's around, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I can't get in between that relationship.
Okay. Well, again, thank you and have a great day.
Thank you, Garrett.